I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us, dailystoic.com. People do a lot of things that feel mean, that frustrate us, that cause problems for us, that make the world a worse place. They vote for bad politicians, they say offensive things, they make messes, they mess stuff up. Naturally, our first instinct is to get upset about this. We want to confront them about it, to hold them fully accountable for the consequences of their behavior. But it's worth stepping back and asking yourself first, are they really fully accountable? Dating back at least a couple hundred years, we have the so-called Hanlon's Razor that states we should never attribute to malice what can easily be attributed to stupidity, meaning that most of the bad things people do are not done out of evil, but simple incompetence. Not everyone is as well educated as you. Not everyone was raised to be responsible like you were. Not everyone is as talented as you. And it is this that explains most errors, most bad driving, and most of the litter you see on the street. Remember, this is what Marcus Aurelius was trying to say in the famous opening passage of Meditations. Yes, we will bump into obnoxious, self-centered, and rude people today, but it's not because they're bad or worthless than we are. It's because they don't yet know any better, because they have been left behind or deprived. And if we can remember this, we won't be so angered by it, and it won't ruin our day. It's going to take all our patience and preparation to hold on to this, but it will be worth it. Well, I did it. I am officially at the halfway point or past on the Four Virtues series that I've been writing. Discipline is Destiny, the Power of Self-Control is now out in the world. Meanwhile, I'm hard at work on the next one. I'm trying not to focus on the results, trying not to focus on how far I've come. As the Stoics talk about, as I talk about in the book, I'm trying to keep my nose down and do the work, to be disciplined, to not be distracted. Although there's nothing as distracting and consuming as a book launch. I appreciate everyone so much who supported the book. It's been the biggest launch I've ever had. All of your support means so much to me. I signed over 10,000 copies of the book. I'm still signing more because we're honoring the pre-order bonuses. If you missed it, you can grab a copy of Discipline is Destiny, The Power of Self-Control, anywhere books are sold. Or if you want to grab a signed copy or want to redeem your bonuses, you can do that at dailystoic.com/pre-order. And if you're a podcast person, which clearly you are, you're listening to this, the audiobook is out, which I also recorded. You can grab it on Audible, iBooks, anywhere you get your audiobooks. The ebook is out too. I can't wait to hear what all of you think. And thanks to everyone for supporting Discipline is Destiny, The Power of Self-Control, which is out now everywhere. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He asks real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.